Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim Tarantine here with Carla Winchester. Carla, say hello to the folks.
Hello, everyone in the listening audience.
It is an exciting day today. We're talking to a leader in economic development for years, but now is at the state level, setting direction and influence for economic development in the state of Alabama. Why don't you tell the folks about Greg?
Yes. Well, it is not every day on this podcast that we get to talk to the Secretary of Commerce from a state. So we are very excited about today having Greg Canfield on our podcast with us. Greg serves as the Secretary of Commerce for the Alabama Department of Commerce and has been in that position since July of 2011. And that makes him the state's top-ranking economic developer. And as you all know, he is setting the trend in Alabama. He is gearing everyone up for some great wins in economic development. And we could not be more proud to have him not only recognized as one of the nation's top economic developers, but taking the time out today to share his insights and his experience with our listening audience here at Consultant Connect.
Absolutely. So we're not going to wait any further. Greg, welcome to the call, sir.
Well, thank you, Tim. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you and call it today.
Absolutely. So let's dive in, Greg. How in the world did you find economic development? And walk us through the pathway from your start in the business to Secretary of Commerce.
Well, you know, economic development is really about relationships and marketing and a little bit of sales as well, and a lot of consultation. And with the background that I had starting off at a Fortune 500 company and then as a small business owner myself, I really learned an awful lot about industry and the business world and some of the challenges that different industries and businesses encounter each and every day to be successful. And then with a move into local politics as a president of a city council, I got very engaged in local economic development from that perspective and really sort of cut my teeth at economic development from a very local perspective in terms of strategy and implementation. And then at the statewide level, it sort of came as a natural progression from being in the state's legislature, both on the budget committee and then also serving as chairman of the Committee for Commerce and Small Business. All of that sort of gave me an interesting background to launch in July of 2011 into the position of Secretary of Commerce for Alabama. It's been challenging and very rewarding all at the same time.
I'm certain of it. The role that you're in covers so much ground. And I know that, if we're honest, across the country, economic developers locally and regionally often struggle with the relationship between local and state, right? That the state has different expectations, you know, runs on cycles of policy and politics. So sometimes new administration, everything changes, right? And local economic developers have to stay consistent with their approach. How have you been able, from a state level, work cooperatively and impactfully with local economic developers, and what can others learn from that?
I tell you, in the state of Alabama, we have really not felt the effect of disconnect between local economic development and state economic development, as has been the case in certain other states. In fact, the one thing that we hear most often from site consultants and from C-suite executives that are empowered on teams that are making decisions about where to locate projects. Over and over again, we hear that the state of Alabama and the local economic developers and all of our economic development allies speak with one voice. They're very unified in our approach. And I think that we have developed in Alabama to become highly regarded as a very unified and effective team. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that in January of 2012, our governor, Governor Bentley, helped us by recognizing that we needed to have a strategic vision that we implemented called Accelerate Alabama that brought to the table local economic developers, the education community, and the Department of Commerce, as well as a number of other marketing allies, all in support of economic development, and creating that shared vision for the state moving forward gave us a common rally point. And so I think we've been pretty effective at working through in regard to having a strategy that brought everyone together. So we really haven't suffered or seen any effect from competition or having goals that weren't shared between the state economic development efforts of the Department of Commerce and those of our local economic development partners. Things are going pretty well.
That's outstanding and quite a best practice for people to think about in terms of the role the state can play in facilitating the setting of goals, constant and ongoing communication, and quite frankly, consistency that it seems like you've shown on policy decisions as it relates to the plan you've already built together. Let's stay on economic development as an industry and kind of the long-term trends from your seat at the state. If you had a magic wand and could just change the way we do economic development as a whole, are there a couple things you would a la peanut butter sandwich right away?
You know, I think economic development is shaped by a lot of different factors. Each of the 50 states are approaching economic development in a very similar fashion with just some minor differences in that approach. I think that if I were to wave a magic wand, I would look at this from a more macro perspective, because I think that our biggest challenges as states happen to come in the form of barriers at the national or federal level. So I think first thing I would do is I would wave my magic wand and I would get the Congress and President to reshape the tax code in the U.S. so that the U.S. was no longer one of the highest taxing governments for industry and businesses to locate in the U.S. I think our tax policy has hurt us, and we see more competition as a result of that with other countries, and projects are locating every day in places like Mexico, which gets me to the second point, and that would be that I think at the macro level, the U.S. would fare much better in economic development if we could create a fair trade policy, and I'm talking about a trade policy that is fair to indigenous industry, those industries already located in the U.S., but also fair to creating fair trade opportunities so that locating foreign direct investment into these states like Alabama would put those companies into an opportunity where not only they, but also indigenous companies in the U.S. would be able to compete fairly against other companies around the globe in terms of trade. If we're going to make great products in the state of Alabama or in any other state, we need to have a trade policy that allows those great products to be fairly sold in other countries without overburdensome trade barriers.
You've got one heck of a magic wand, sir. And you have hit some topics that business leaders are talking about on a regular basis. Let's go from the national to the local. When you think about the types of people that you're looking for to hire to be on your team, to help be that facilitator, convener, vision-setting organization at the state level, what are the types of people you're looking for? What are the talents you're in search of?
Well, I love to surround myself with people that take ownership in what they do, the kinds of people that are willing to step forward and own a project from start to finish. But I'm also very interested in finding people that are collaborative and people that are problem solvers, because companies, when they come to states, are looking for solutions, and they're looking for problem solving because they're evaluating risk factors in terms of if they spend and invest their capital in a particular state, they're looking for how is that state and the local economic developers and the local community surrounding their potential site going to partner with them to problem solve any and every scenario that they might encounter in terms of the early stage of their formulation of a project, from groundbreaking and construction all the way through the hiring and the securing of adequately skilled workforce so that they can actually get up and running with a smooth and quick transition.
No question about it. Thank you for those insights. Let's talk about leadership for a moment. Leadership is obviously a part of your job, right? You are a point leader who has to activate leadership practices when dealing with people and policy and all the different interests and priorities that people think you ought to have. How do you define leadership today, Greg?
Well, I think that leadership continues to be defined by having individuals that are able to create teams and collaboration, but also do so after setting a strategic vision. So being a good leader today is more about having the ability to have a vision of what is important and the direction that you need to lead the state in order to accomplish objectives. And so setting that standard, setting that vision and that strategy, and then surrounding yourself with people that can share that vision, can learn and effectively collaborate and create a team environment is really when leadership is the most effective. Because leaders in and of themselves are going to be most effective when they surround themselves with people that are self-motivated, self-directed, and share a common strategy and focus. Because no one individual can do this alone.
There's no question about that. We are all in this together. And Greg, we're going to take a pause for the cause because we've got a place where people are going to be coming together in November. And we've got a quick update for our listening audience. Carla, let's talk about economics.
Yeah, so economics is our great conference that's coming up in November, on November 1st and 2nd. And Greg's answer to that question about leadership really struck me. And one of the things that he said that you heard was great leaders need to continue to surround themselves with other people so that they can move the cause forward and push the profession forward. And that is exactly what is going to happen at Economics this year. We have some of the top site selectors in the nation coming together with the best of the best of economic development, those that are ready to really engage on what does innovation and economic development mean and how can we do this work together and support one another, but also push economic development into the future so that we can continue to serve our communities well. And we just are very excited. We encourage you to please lock in your seat. We are getting limited in the number of spaces available. So if you have not purchased your ticket at the time of this podcast, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to act now. Do not wait. We are going to sell out. It will be a sold out conference and we don't want you to miss it. To register, you can simply go to the website. It is economics.me, economix.me is the website. You can register right online there. And I cannot say enough about how much fun we are going to have, but also about how deep we're going to go in terms of best practices and how this field that is so important to us all can work together to get further.
Yeah, folks, you can go to economics.me and find out how to get there for your spot at the conference. It will be a day of transformation for sure. Greg Canfield is with us on this podcast today. Greg, you've already dropped some knowledge on us, but we're going to keep it going. I've got a couple other questions for you that we'd love to get your insights on. First of all, this idea of failure. So as a point leader in such a large organization, I'm certain that everything doesn't always go the way you set out for it to go. Tell us about a failure and what you learned about yourself and leadership from that failure.
Well, I mean, I think we all, if you've been in economic development long enough, you do have a certain number of failures that you look back on and you see what you learned from them. We had a project come to mind that was several years back. It was a great learning experience for me, although it was very painful at the time. This was a significant $500 million capital investment with about 600 jobs. The state of Alabama and the Department of Commerce were finalists in that particular project, but we couldn't close the deal because we were faced with a state that had a very aggressive toolbox in terms of incentives at the end of the day that we just, at that time, could not compete with. So after reviewing that scenario and debriefing on it, it quickly became apparent to me that we needed, in the state of Alabama, to go back and retool our toolbox as it relates to incentives so that we could have a better chance of closing deals like that in the future and not find ourselves being won up by a state after having been a finalist. So we did just that. It took us 3 years. I mean, it takes sometimes when you determine that you've got a weakness and you develop a plan to correct that, you have to be committed to the long haul and the long term to get something that you need and to get a product that you believe is the most effective it can be. So we did that. As I said, it took us 3 years to get through the legislature a new sustainable pay-as-you-go set of incentives that we call the Alabama Jobs Act. But that was a learning tool for us. We thought we had always been very competitive, and we found out pretty quickly that the state of Alabama had sort of sat back on its haunches for a few years and allowed other states to move ahead. So we corrected that.
Absolutely. And sounds like you learned a lot and then made policy change, which is the point some never get to. Final question for you today, Greg, and this is a success question. So fill in the blank for me. The state of Alabama's Department of Commerce will be successful if?
If we stay relevant in our approach to strategic opportunities that can move the state forward and we implement that strategy as effectively as possible through collaboration and strengthening partnerships.
Greg, we appreciate your work there in the state of Alabama. Thank you so much for the way you lead, for the strategic way you're working with partners around the state, and finally for being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Tim and Cole. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you today on this podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, an organization working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.org or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.